It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it looks like everybody's up early like I am, ready for a fun week in the outdoors. You know, I was trying to remember exactly how long we've been doing this outdoor show every week here on KETR. I think 9 years, give or take a year or so. And truly, this is one of the highlights of my week. I enjoy visiting with all you folks and sharing my little adventures and things that I get to do in the outdoors. Many of you probably know I'm an old outdoors writer. I've written about the outdoors in magazines and newspapers for about 32, 33 years now. The newspaper column that I write goes out each week to 41 different newspapers across the state. And here on KETR, we often put a link to the weekly newspaper column. And you know, you can always listen to the past archives of these shows that I do by going to KETR.org, click Programs, and then Outdoors with Luke. You can actually go there and read the newspaper columns and listen to the previous shows. Not a lot of you do that. This past week, I had a very adventuresome outing out in far west Texas, out in the Trans-Pecos region across the Pecos River. I joined a couple of good buddies, Larry Wysoon, you know, Mr. Whitetail, and Jeff Rice. The three of us do a weekly outdoor TV show that's on Pride Outdoor Network and YouTube and Facebook also. But we joined Mr. John Eason out in the Trans-Pecos region for a mule deer hunt. Actually, mule deer, whitetail combination. I was definitely after a mule deer. But that is some of the most rugged, awesome, beautiful country that I've ever hunted. And I'll say this about Mr. Eason's ranch and the hospitality. Top notch. It's not a five-star lodge. I've been to five-star lodges many times, and I'd be honest with you, I like a regular good old hunting camp. And that's exactly what John Eason has. It's the Eason Ranch, E-A-S-O-N. I'm going to put you in contact with him, how you can learn more about the Eason Ranch before our little show is over today. But my goal was to take a desert mule deer. That's the third in my whole life, the third desert mule deer I've ever shot. I've shot the Rocky Mountain mule deer up in the mountains, you know, but something very, very special about hunting right here in the Lone Star State for mule deer. The Eason Ranch is a Texas Parks and Wildlife MLD ranch. In other words, Parks and Wildlife designates how many bucks, how many does, whitetails that you can take, how many buck mule deer you can take. And then the ranch is in agreement to harvest that many. So you can hunt mule deer on the Eason Ranch, and this is next year too. You can start hunting mule deer the opener of rifle season, you know, usually in the first week of November, right on through the third week in January. Now, that's a big, big plus right there. There's a general season for mule deer for a couple of weeks. But with the MLD tags, the permits, you can hunt them right on through the third week. That gives you a lot of time to plan a hunt and, you know, maybe hunt during the peak of the rut if you time your hunt just right. I really lucked out on this hunt. The first afternoon, we got up early, and it's about a six-hour drive from where I live to Iran. It's spelled like Iran, but Iran, I believe, is the way it's pronounced. Out there, you know, west of the Pecos River, out there in Pecos County. But we got up real early, Jeff and I, and we met Larry out there. We were there by noon. And it's about a six-hour drive, but we shared the driving responsibilities and was a pleasant run out there. Well, got in the stand about 3 o'clock. Mr. Eason got us all settled away, and Jeff was videoing this hunt. You know, he was in the stand with me, and anybody that hunts deer will be able to understand what happened when I tell you. The first thing that came out, we'd been sitting there about an hour. We noticed a glint of sun on an antler back there a couple of hundred yards back to our left. And here comes what would probably be considered a management mule deer buck. He was probably a 2.5-year-old, but he had a spike on one side, a pretty heavy spike at that, and then a fork on the other. Well, that wasn't the deer that we wanted to shoot. He may have only been a 2.5-year-old, honestly. But the deer came on around. We were hunting over a corn feeder and in very mountainous country up there. So this old buck, this buck got about halfway to the feeder. He stopped and started put the big old mule deer ears out, and he started looking back on his back trail. Every deer hunter knows what that means. That old buck knew something was coming, and Jeff and I hoped it would be another buck that this deer was watching. Well, he stood there motionless for a good 2 or 3 minutes with those ears pointed on his back trail, and then we got another glint of sunlight on a couple of bigger antlers coming through the brush around the base of another mountain there. Well, sure enough, this was the buck I was looking for. He was we judged him to be a 3.5-year-old, fully grown mule deer buck. He took his time getting around, but when he finally got around there, he was about 100 yards broadside, easy shot, and we had some venison on the ground. That was the first afternoon. And if you go to our website, ketr.org, click on Programs, and then click on Outdoors with Luke, you can see the picture of the buck. But Jeff did some really good photography, still photography, and also filmed a sportsman's life. He caught it all on film. Got some really good footage of the actual hunt. So with my job accomplished early on in the hunt, we still had a couple of full days, and Larry kept hunting. Larry Wysoon, you know, he got a he saw some quite a few bucks, but not the one he was looking for. But Larry did harvest one of the biggest javelinas that he's taken, and he's going to get a body mount, I think, of that javelina, getting it mounted. But the whole thing about being out there, folks, in this part of the country, is not the hunt. Is the hunting is awesome. There's a lot of whitetail and there's a lot of mule deer, javelina, blue quail. But the real exciting thing is after I was lucky enough to get my deer shot right off the bat, during the middle part of the day, Mr. Eason there took us around on the Polaris looking at old Indian campsites. And some of these places he called where the ancient ones lived eons ago. I thoroughly enjoyed that as much as the hunting, really. We went ahead and Jeff managed to harvest him a good eater deer before the hunt was over. Jeff Rice did. And it, you know, the middle part of the day was fun. A lot about a hunt to me is the hunt itself is obviously a highlight, but the camp, spending time around folks of like-minded thoughts around the campfire and around the camp house in the evening was equally fun. We would I'd cook some barbecued wild pork and took down there, had it frozen ahead of time, and that would be lunch every day. We'd come in and we picked up some big couple of tubs of potato salad, you know, and had that in a refrigerator. We'd heat that barbecue up, put it on a bun, put a little Louisiana hot sauce on there, and that was lunch both days. And then in the evening, I had some smothered pork steak with rice and gravy that I'd cooked at home. Well, we'd heat that up. But the highlight of the eating was that last evening's meal over at John Eason's brother, Jeff. He lives right there, too. We were over at Jeff's place, and we had alligator. Now, can you imagine going out to Trans-Pecos area, Pecos County, and eating alligator? But John's family is, and he himself is from Florida. His two sons came up, Sean and Cameron, and they, Sean is actually an outfitter down there too for all kind of game and alligators. But he'd taken a eater alligator, I don't know, 8-footer or something like that, not too long prior to joining us. But he brought some alligator tail, and I'm going to tell you, twice in my life I've had fresh alligator, and both times was out in West Texas, if you can believe it. One was last year up around Mertzon. Larry Wysoon and I was hunting a ranch up there, and we had alligator bits. I thought that was the best fried meat I'd ever eaten. It was. But when Sean and Cameron cooked up this alligator tail, bits of it on this hunt, I tell you, that's what have I been missing? The alligator that I've eaten at restaurants was not cooked right, is all I got to say. These guys know how to do it. They tenderize the chunks, you know, just like we tenderize venison steak, put a light flour batter, I think an egg flour batter, if I'm not mistaken, definitely flour, not cornmeal, and fry it till it's just done. That's some of the best fried food that I've ever had. But we had, Larry had brought some ribeye steaks. We had ribeye and gator tail for that last evening meal with some of the best pickled beets. You ever eat pickled beets? Well, old Jeff said, no, I don't think I want any beets. Old John Easton said, well, just try some of these. But they had a little allspice in there with them. I think John's wife had canned these. Best beets I've ever eaten in my life. Something else. You never know what you're going to experience on a fun hunt like that, you know? Who would have thought we'd have been having the best alligator tail and then the best beets that we'd ever eaten out there in West Texas? But we did. Those of you that read my newspaper column, you know that when I write, my writing are the radio shows that I do. It's not all about, hey, Luke, look where Luke went. Look what he did. It's not about that. That's not my goal. My goal is to expose you as listeners or readers to the things that I get the chance to enjoy. That's what I try to do. So I want to make sure and hook you up with Mr. John Easton, where if you want to plan for a mule deer hunt next year, the Rocky Mountain states are great for hunting mule deer, but you better have a drawing. You better have your application in and you get drawn for these things. All you have to do when you hunt with John Easton out there is just have your hunting license. You don't even use the tag on your hunting license. You use one of the permits, the MLD permits by Texas Parks and Wildlife, when you're hunting out there. Facebook is a pretty good way to connect with John. You can go online to, get on Facebook, and it's John Easton the Third. John Easton 123. It's the best way to search him out there and like him. He'll put a lot of, pictures of what's going on out there on the ranch. Another way to connect is through our website, where we're posting the article that I wrote in the newspapers here on KETR. So you just go to KETR.org, click on Programs, and then Outdoors with Luke. I think this article was called Hunting West of the Pecos. I think that's what the title to it was. But I promise you, you'll be hard-pressed to find a better place to hunt mule deer or an easier place. No drawing, just get out there, plan your hunt ahead of time. John does special 6-day hunts for mule deer and whitetail combinations for a very reasonable fee. If you're looking for a place to hunt, I'm always getting people calling me or asking, where's a good place to hunt, Luke? Well, the Easton Ranch out there in Pecos County, it's a little bit of a drive from where I live, but once you get there, I'm already making plans to get back out there next year with Larry Y soon, and hopefully Jeff can be there with us to do the filming and just have a good time. Folks, I've enjoyed being with you. Do remember my radio website, catfishradio.org. Catfishradio.org, and we'll post a lot there about the Easton Ranch as well. Be safe in the outdoors. Get out there and catch you some catfish. Those old blue cats are running right now at Lake Tawakoni. Folks, this is Luke, and thank you very much for listening today. Remember, you can always contact me through catfishradio.org. Today's show was made possible by Pyramid Air, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, Smoky Tex Electric Smokers, B&B Charcoal, Platinum Chevrolet, and Platinum Cadillac in Terrell, Texas, Sitemark, maker of the Wraith, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, Sea Ark Boats, and Sarton Marine right there on Lake Fork that handles the Sea Ark Boats, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.